It was the grandest of homes in one of the most remote towns in America. But there's a good reason this house was built in this Cascades mountain town. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
This is the story behind one of the grandest homes in Cle Elum, Washington.
Frank Carpenter had left home from Illinois when he was 17 years old to make his fortune. He worked in mines in Colorado and learned accounting, then got a job at a bank outside of Spokane.
Lynn Derrick says Mr. Carpenter established a career, married his sweetheart from back home, and then had an opportunity to come here.
Cle Elum needed a bank, and so he bought all the furnishings and stuff from a failed bank in Idaho, brought them here, and opened up a bank in 1906.
Carpenter also served as mayor for a term, but one of his biggest accomplishments occurred in the 1930s.
He was able to keep the bank and a branch bank in Roslyn open during the Depression, which was a pretty big deal when most of them had failed.
But today, you are most likely to run into the Carpenter story because of the house he left behind.
They lived in a shack actually across the street while it was being built, and their granddaughter has told us that Mrs. Carpenter didn't think it was going up fast enough, and so they think she set deliberately a fire in the shack so that he would get busy getting it done. So
the family donated the home to the Historical Society, and today it serves as the town's museum. Traveling the countryside in Cle Elum, Washington, I'm Andrew McRae.